Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. We just went through a really stormy day. Been working on a lot of online ministry. Today I want to talk about a subject that has come up quite a bit lately. It's come up in the past, and I think I finally need to address it. Family ministry. Doing family ministry. Now, let me give you a scripture verse. Proverbs 22:6. Famous verse. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So the Word of God speaks a lot about born again fathers and mothers training up their children in the ways of the Lord. You could read a lot of scriptures about that. But there's not a lot of verses or not a lot of examples in the New Testament, so I don't have a lot of scripture for you for this audio, that show children involved in ministry. So we kind of want to use discernment as we go through this and just talk about it using wisdom. Jesus says, be wise as a serpent. So family ministry. So what I'm talking about is, let's say a man is born again and he wants to go out and do street ministry, whether he street preaches or he hands out gospel cards or he holds gospel signs, and he wants to bring his family with him. Well, let's talk about that. So, wife and small children coming with a man to do ministry. Absolutely do not see anything unbiblical or improper about such a setting, as long as he's using wisdom and they're in an area that's safe and it is conducive to him being the head of his family and looking after them. So I see no problem with that. So let's look at this from a little bit, break it down a little bit. So let's talk about small children first. So let's talk about, you know, children, say, 10 and under. Jesus talks a lot about children coming to him with a childlike faith. We know children can have a childlike faith. We know they see, oftentimes they see the things of God so pure and so simply that adults lack. And so to demean children and not to say that they can't be part of the things of God, because clearly they can have a faith. But we know that there has to be an age of accountability before someone can come to the knowledge of God in the way of salvation. Now, that doesn't mean small children that die aren't saved. I didn't say that. I believe God has grace for children in that way. But what it means is we have to be careful when we're talking about ministry, allowing small children to do ministry, is my point. So if you go out with your family and you have children that are under 10 and they want to hold a gospel card and help you hand them out, nothing wrong with that. If they want to take part in holding a gospel sign, I don't see where there would be anything wrong with that with mom or dad right with them. I think the danger comes in if you start letting them speak the things of God too much. Because they're not fully formed, how can they know sound doctrine? I think that's where we really have to be careful. So we can teach them the concepts, we can give them the good example of dad or mom going out to do ministry work, older brothers and sisters, but we have to be very careful if we try to infuse them too quickly as youth. I've seen where they have kids that are 5 years old on stage preaching. That is not acceptable, because we don't know that a five-year-old has the depth of the doctrines and fully understands. They're not even born again. So we have to be very careful there. So young children, absolutely appropriate to bring them out. Of course, I should have said this at the beginning. I want to do it right now. If you're going out to do ministry, you must have the biblical gospel, faith in Christ, shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, repentance to him, leaving all sin and false ways and the world and churchianity, being born again by his spirit and the fruit of obeying in holiness and obedience, how we act, talk, look, dress, who we associate with, is under the word of God and enduring in the faith till the end. So you're born again by this biblical gospel. So when you set out into the world to do ministry, it's much more than just going to the store now. Now you're kind of putting a target on you saying, we're here for the Lord. And everyone's going to be looking at you. You should be biblical all the time, even when you go to the store. But to do ministry, you're now acting, the man is now acting as a teacher. His home is now an example. Paul says a man's home should be in order to go out and teach and do things like this. So we have to be very, very careful that we are carrying all of our lives biblically. That would be our wives, our children, completely, how they're dressed, how they're acting, what they're doing. So if you have children that don't behave, not a good witness to bring them out. You must get them to where they can behave. That would be one good example for the small children. So let's go to, like, you know, preteens and teenagers. You know, someone's coming to the, well, I guess I'll say at the age of puberty, someone's coming to a young adult. They can do more things in ministry. I'll leave it up to dad to decide what those are. Bible doesn't give us exact specifications, but we do not see any children doing, like, preaching, teaching, things like that in the Bible. We see a young man named Timothy. He clearly is not a young boy, 12 or 13. And so I think we still have to be careful. And I want to talk about the age of accountability. Now, I don't know what age that is. The age where God will hold you accountable for your sin. I don't know what age that is. The Bible doesn't tell us. It clearly depends on each child. But I would say this, that any child that has not come to the knowledge of God and made a confession of faith and repents of their sin and is baptized, basically they're a born-again child of God. I don't see how they can go out and start doing, like, active ministry, like actually witnessing and maybe even a young man, you know, preaching. If they're not born again and baptized, I'm not so sure they should be preaching the gospel. In fact, I know they should not be, but they could be experiencing dad doing it. They could see what it's done biblically, how it's done biblically. So that age of accountability. And in the Jewish culture, this isn't biblical, but in the Jewish culture, boys that turned like 13, bar mitzvah it was called, they were considered men. And in ancient cultures, people were married very young. People were married at 14, 15, 16, having families. In our culture today, people are 35 and they still act like they're 12. So things have been turned around. Young girls can have babies very quickly. I'm not saying that, you know, that is proper in all cases, but we see how God has people maturing. And so we have to be careful. Small children, be careful what we let them get involved in street ministry. Teenage or people that are near the age of puberty and starting to become adults, they can do more, and depending on the child. Let me give you an example. People always ask me, well, what age would you baptize someone? I'm just going to tell you. If a 14-year-old young man came to me and he was goofy, silly, childlike, didn't know the concepts of God, I wouldn't baptize him. I wouldn't, because I don't think he understands. If a 14-year-old young man came to me and he was sober, he knew the gospel, he had a proclamation and a testimony of faith, and he said, I'm serious about the things of God, I want to grow, I want to learn, I want to become a preacher, will you baptize me, preacher? Well, you know, obviously his parents being around, we would talk about it. That's someone I might consider. And that's about the age. I think 13, 14, that puberty age where they're becoming an adult, they could actually get married in a short time and have children. Lots of people get married at 16 and start having children. And that's about the age where I think a young man or a young woman could start doing ministry. So for the man, well, we'll talk about that, about preaching or just handing out gospel. So we'll talk about that. So we have the small children. We have the teenagers or pre-teenagers that could get involved in more. But again, if they don't have a proclamation of being born again, the fruit that they're obeying and how they act and talk and dress, we've got to be very careful that we turn them over and let them do ministry, because you can't really minister until you're a child of God fully. That makes sense? I hope that does. So then let's talk about wives. So a man's bringing his children, young children, teenage children. He's bringing his wife. Now, women have a great role in ministry in the Bible. Now, that we do have lots of examples of that. My wife, Sister Debbie, does lots of ministry with me, and she does it on her own, too. She'll go into a store, and she's always ready to preach her testimony, share the gospel. She doesn't teach men. She doesn't rebuke men, but she's always willing to share wide open with women. And then with men, she can give a gospel and say, my husband's in the car. He'd love to talk to you. He's a preacher. So my wife is very active in ministry, but just not teaching men and not rebuking men and not usurping the authority that God's given her. So everybody must know their place, right? We know God, we know Christ, man must know his place, woman must know her place, children must know their place. We're all equal, but we each must know our place, and there's a time and a season for each part of that ministry. So women, wives, if they're biblical and head covered, biblical dress, they're born again, they have a testimony, what an awesome way to share in your faith in Christ for a husband and wife to minister together. The one area I would caution about, and that is street preaching. Women can hand out gospel cards. Women can hold gospel signs. Women can talk to people. And I can't give you a scripture on this, but I would give you my warning, and here's why. I don't believe a woman should be in the public lifting up her voice, either loud or amplification, and street preaching to the general masses. And here's why. I'm not even telling you that's fully unbiblical. I don't have a scripture to tell you a wife can't do that. But what I will tell you is it seems to go against the order God created. And when people of the world see a man standing there while his wife is street preaching, lifting her voice, do you see how it looks like things are out of order there? It could give you that impression. And it also gives the impression that she can teach men. And so I am cautious of it, and Sister Debbie and I have an agreement. She agrees 100%. She doesn't street preach and lift up her voice. She won't use an amplifier. That's a man's role, I believe, according to scriptures, because mostly the men were out doing the preaching. The women were helpers, and the women were involved in ministry in many, many powerful ways. But I don't believe the teaching and preaching and lifting up their voice was part of that. So, men, if you think I'm wrong on this and you can prove me in Scripture wrong, please contact me. But that's just my discernment, is it's too close to looking like a woman pastor standing up there, versus talking to people one-on-one, handing out a gospel card. It just has a different appearance to me. And so I can't base it on hard Scripture. I'm basing it on discernment. And then you have the man, the father. So he's out there, he can preach, he can hold gospel signs, he must oversee his family, make sure they're all in order, he must make sure that he's walking within the guideline that God has given him, because we know in Ephesians 5 it says the husband is the wife, is the head of the wife, and of course the parents are the head of the, you know, above the children. And so everything must be done in proper order. And so we can't let our flesh get in the way. Just because you feel like preaching doesn't mean you should be preaching. You must test yourself. If you're a child too young, you can't let them preach. If you're a teenager and you don't have a testimony of obeying God and being baptized into faith as a serious, sober saint, you shouldn't be doing a lot of preaching. If you're a woman, you shouldn't be doing open air street preaching, lifting up your voice, but you have many other things to do. Men are not encumbered in any way. God made it that way. Men can teach anyone. Men can witness in many ways. But there's also guidelines for that. I never witness to women alone one-on-one. I can do it by authority, but it's not proper. I'm married. Who's that woman's husband? Is she single? Could she accuse me of trying to hit on her? Could she accuse me of saying false things? I always have my wife directly involved, whether it's phone, email, in person. So even men are hindered to a certain degree on what we should do with wisdom. So when it comes to family ministry, to round this out, absolutely wonderful that families want to do it. I encourage it. Do it more. Get the children used to seeing what you do. They're hearing the gospel while you're preaching it and sharing it. They're part of it, even if they might not be repented and born again, if they're of the age of accountability. That could bring a young boy or a young girl to the age or to the place of accountability and repentance. If they see the gospel going out and being about the gospel and seeing the kingdom of God being preached out in the streets, it's a lot better than being in silly youth club playing Nerf wars or playing spraying each other with whipped cream and throwing juju beads at each other. Yeah, I'm describing to you what goes on in churchianity. Foolishness, silliness, worldliness, and carnality, when the youth should be seeing mom and dad how to minister, how to share the gospel. That should be their goal, to grow up and do it in those ways, each in their proper order. Women in their place, men in their place, children in their place, teenagers in their place. All because, why? 1 Corinthians 14 tells us, 33, that God is a God of order. He's not a God of confusion. So we don't want confusion. We want order even in family ministry. And what a witness and testimony. If you're out there and you're dressed biblical and you're acting biblical and you're preaching biblical, to be salt and light in this dark world. So I didn't have a lot of scripture to share with you because there isn't a lot of scriptures about family ministry. Women, absolutely. Men, wide open. Children, must use wisdom. Train them up in the ways of the Lord and make sure that you're walking in all the ways, that you don't look like you're a hypocrite to them. And then teach them how to live the faith, first of all and most of all. And then slowly give them experiences and how to share the faith, and they'll build their testimony. And that young boy or that young girl one day will find their ministry, and he might be a street preacher. He might hand out gospel cards. She might hold gospel signs. Her husband, she might get married and her husband's a preacher and she's helping him in the ministry. And so that's the role of a woman, to help her husband. Children are there to honor their parents and obey them. And dad's there to overlook the whole family. He's responsible to make sure it's all in the order of God. So I hope that encourages you today. The people that asked about family ministry, hope that's a blessing to you. Shoot me an email. Let me know. I can help you. Any direct questions? We would love to minister with any biblical family to go out and street preach and help you and show you what we know. Maybe you can show us what you know and to glorify God and to encourage other people in the things of God. So shoot us an email. Let us know how we can help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Thousands of resources, sisters' blogs, audios, videos, testings to keep you on the narrow path and out of the world and false Christianity. Hey, this has been Brother James. Thanks for listening. We love you all. Till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. May God be praised.